Chris, you! You're looking sexy! Oh, and you're listening to the Kid Craddock Podcast. Kid Craddock in the morning.
Today, I become a doggy daddy.
Oh, no.
It's just my doggy daddy.
Who that is?
Doggy!
You're getting a puppy.
Yeah, I'm getting... Well, this is the thing. So there's a litter of, like, 8 dogs, right?
Yeah.
And I'm getting the pick because I put my deposit down first. So I go out to the place, and it's about 20 miles from here, and pick out a dog. She sent me tons of pictures of all of them, but they almost look identical, you know?
Uh-huh.
So I'm just going to go out. I think Kelly told me this. Somebody told me this. Just go out and see which dog kind of gravitates toward me. So that's basically what I'm going to do today. I'm going to go out and get my pick. And somebody else told me to put the dog in my arm like a baby. I don't know if you told me this or not.
That doesn't always work.
And see if...
If they give in, if they're submissive.
Yeah, or something to that effect. You know, there's different types of ways. Yeah. Different types of ways to see which dog kind of likes you. You know, because dogs usually like me, but every once in a while there's one that just like...
George hates you.
Your dog cannot stand
him. George hates me too.
I think he just hates minority.
I think George just hates men or something. Huh. Yeah.
So I don't even know at this point. I think I'm going to lean toward a boy, but I don't know 100% sure if I'm going to get a boy or a girl.
My tip is always go for the runt. That's just,
runt?
You know, I always go for the runt. They seem to be the least, in my experience, seem to be the least aggressive, and I just don't like really super big dogs anyway. So
right.
I just go for the runt.
And what kind of dog is this again?
It's a golden doodle, and so I've seen
golden retriever poodle.
Right, and I've seen
hypoallergenic.
I saw one over the weekend that was 35 pounds, full grown. But people have emailed me, like, some of them get up to 75 pounds or whatever.
You can tell by their paws.
Yeah,
they have huge paws, and that dog's going to be a big dog.
Yeah. So I think it's kind of a. You know, how vague is this? I think it's kind of a medium-sized litter, and so 35, 45 pounds is probably the biggest that they'll get. But I'm really excited, though, man. I haven't had a dog in 2 years.
You're excited to eight little puddles when you get home from work.
What terrible timing. We're leaving next week for kids.
Well, here's the thing. I'm going to pick the dog out today, but I'm not going to actually get it today. I'm going to pick it out so that the other people can get theirs. So,
you get first dibs?
Yeah, I get first dibs. And so I get to pick mine out, and then she's going to actually keep it until we get back from the kids trip. So,
because I've got 2 dogs, I got to find somebody to take care for me. Yeah. I'm like, oh no.
That part,
it is hard.
The down the hall, down the elevator, out on the thing to the doggy park in 20 degree, and then back. And
I don't think
up,
you thought this through.
That part, I'm not
thrilled
that's
about.
That's the sole reason I want to buy a house. I mean, do people do that? I'm buying a house for my dog.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
It really is. That's the biggest pain.
It's a doggy door.
Just open a door, get a doggy door.
Yeah.
Doggy door changed my life. I would not have pets if I didn't have a doggy door because I'm gone for hours at a time.
Yeah.
Right.
Al, do you have a name picked out?
If it's a boy, I think I'm going to go with Tito.
Uh huh.
Not from Jackson, but from the vodka.
Vodka, yeah.
Okay.
And if it's a girl, Dr. Girlfriend likes the name Malibu. I'm not crazy about that name.
Oh, that's cool name.
Dr. Girlfriend.
We're thinking about a name that had something to do with, like, something in the bar.
Because what connection do you... Oh, Malibu Rum.
Yeah.
I was going to say, have you been to Malibu?
Well, he's done a much better... he's done a much better job this time because last time you had a dog and you had your name picked out already and you named a female dog Queso.
Nothing wrong with that.
My mother called me. She said, do you want a dog? And I was sitting on the beach in Playa del Carmen eating chips and queso.
Okay.
Yeah. It's kind of gender neutral.
Yeah. Queso is what I call my son.
And she was kind of gold.
Yep.
Queson.
Mm-hmm. Queson was. So,
I think food names can be neutral.
Yeah. Yeah. So I am excited, though, Kelly. I haven't had a dog since Stretch. Well, since Queso.
Yeah.
And I
Which is the
away.
One that used to arrange the furniture, even though it was blind?
Stretch.
No, Stretch. I have soft furniture. But, I
That's
just
not an excuse.
I did it like one time.
I have soft furniture.
I did it like one time.
One time?
Was it a party trick?
Yeah. No.
Watch my blind dog bump into furniture?
But it was just one time,
One time a week?
No, just one little time. I moved a little chair. Stretch was fine. Stretch was smart. I mean, Stretch was like a Australian Shepherd / Border Collie or something like that.
Shout out.
And she was adopted, but she knew the way. She was blind, but she knew the way around the house, and she could go out. I would open up my door, literally, because I didn't have a doggy door, and she would go outside to the backyard, no fence. She would go out there, go pee, poop, come back in the house, find the door, come back in the house, and come back into the room.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she did that for years.
Until you rearranged the furniture.
One time.
Because that makes it okay, yeah. As long as it's one time.
This is a smart dog. So I hope this dog is smart. I hope I don't want a stupid dog.
I don't mean to change the subject. I don't know what we're talking about. But just in just a few minutes, Shannon's going to be going into surgery.
I know. 7 Central.
Yeah, I've been texting her a little bit this morning while she was getting registered.
How's she feeling?
She's very nervous. That she blogged last night that she really appreciates. I mean, she's literally gotten thousands of people who've contacted her letting her know that they're praying for her, and that really has made a difference. Al, you can text her now, but I think she doesn't have her phone on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you might want to wait.
She's literally going into surgery right now.
Okay. Yeah, I guess.
But nice if you remember now to text
her. 6 minutes until surgery.
So anyway, she's going. But so if you're in your car this morning, say a prayer, because she's nervous. I have complete faith that she's going to be fine. She's got two excellent doctors who are going to be operating on her today. Going to be in surgery about 6 hours. So it'll be
that
a while.
Long.
Yeah. So it's going to be a while before we hear anything. But, you know, I'm going to go to the hospital this afternoon and check on her. So
I told her Dr. Girlfriend would hook her up, you know.
Hook her up with what?
Boobs?
Like, you know, I don't know.
While she's under, she might as well get a boobs.
Get something. Yeah. Surgery. While she's under there, that's what she's going to do is plastic surgery.
You're
so I could probably do like a little
lipo,
get her some Heidi Montags or something while she's in there.
Oh, Al.
I will switch the talk over now to my children.
Wow.
Because you're being awkward right now. So Kinsey came home yesterday.
Oh,
she was
good.
Gone. She was gone in San Diego for an entire week.
The Bachelor week is over.
The Bachelor week is over, and the first
did
thing
you
I
even do anything on your Bachelor week?
Nope.
You got to eat with me.
Yeah, I went and did some karaoke with Al.
That's it.
That's about it. I was busy.
Where the steak? Yeah.
I was busy. And stuff.
Man,
I was busy. Busy.
We're
stuff.
All wiped up.
I know. But the first thing I said when I saw Kaysen was, "Oh no."
Hmm. You said, no.
Yeah, that was the first thing I said when I saw Kaysen.
Why?
You would think it would be like, oh, yay.
Yeah.
Glad to, oh, little buddy, I missed you. No, it was, oh, no.
What prompted that?
Because I showed up, and they were already curbside at the airport. And because
you were late.
I was like, oh, the football game was
when
on.
When they're curbside at the airport, that means one thing. Yeah. Daddy was late.
Yeah. I got stuck watching football. And
she had bags and two kids.
And her dad's with her. My father-in-law was
with her. I'm sure that went over real well.
She was cool.
Football, it's okay, honey.
She was cool. She said she literally had just walked out there like 2 minutes before. Mm-hmm. And I said, I'm sorry. I just got stuck watching a little bit of football.
But then you pull the whole, like, she texts when she lands and you're like, yeah, I'm outside.
Yeah.
You're really just leaving
But I'm
the
just
place.
Leaving the house.
Just blow the horn.
That's the way to time it, right?
Well, how dare the plane land early?
How dare it?
You didn't pick her up in your San Diego Charger uniform, did you?
No.
Okay.
I didn't have that. Just the jersey. I put pants over the football pants.
All right.
But I got out of the car, and the first thing I noticed was that Kaysen had a nice little black eye going.
What?
Just a nice shiner, dude. And I said, man, what did you do to deserve that, Kaysen?
What did you do to deserve it?
What did you do to deserve that?
Obviously, it was karma.
Well, I'll knock the crap out of you, dude.
Yeah, so what happened, dude? So Kinsey goes, oh, no, he was just going down the slide, and he tried to wave at me, and he kind of went over, and he basically got in a fight with a slide, and the slide won.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, okay, cool. And then he smiles, and then I noticed that about half his tooth is missing.
Oh,
like father, like son.
Right, no, Kaysen. Right. So I looked at Kinsey, and I was like, what did he do to deserve that? And she goes, we have zero idea when and how he chipped his tooth, but he chipped it, and he just walked up with it.
He was holding it.
She has no idea when it happened, and I guess he had put it in his pocket. And so he just kind of pulled it out of his pocket and showed it to her.
How smart of him to save it.
Mm.
What are you going to do with it? It's like a little baby, tiny baby tooth. So now Kaysen came.
Well, thank God it's a baby tooth, right?
Yeah, right?
He came sporting a new look with half a tooth missing and a black eye. Yeah.
He looks like he's been in Fight Club.
Yeah, I'm like, what happened to my son?
Well, he can't tell you about it.
Yeah, but don't you think he's like, what happened to my dad? What's all over his face?
No, he was all about it, Jenna.
The mustache?
He was all about them. He even pointed at it and pet it. And then we went to the store, and a 14-year-old looked at me and goes, nice stash, bro.
Wow. You got props from a 14-year-old?
14-year-old.
You know why? Because the 14-year-old can relate to that stash.
I don't care. I'll take it.
That's all he can get, too.
That's it. You have the stash of a 14-year-old.
Is there a reason it's so red? Is it because you're so excited that it's there, you keep touching it?
I don't know why my...
Dude, a lot of people have facial hair grows in a different color than the hair on their head.
I'm a ginger
face. And it usually
face.
Is like red.
No, I mean his skin is red, not the
irritated.
Hair.
Oh, it's because I keep touching it.
He's touching it so much.
Dude, the hair on your arm is thicker than that thing.
I don't have any hair on my arm.
That's my point.
You know what?
You're such a jerk.
You're curious about all this facial hair going on this month.
I am.
I'm here to tell you, men with beards are healthier.
Really?
And more attractive.
See?
Right.
Not just because I said so, because science said so.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Keep talking.
Yes. A study by the scientific journal Evolution and Human Behavior has found that women see men with facial hair as more attractive than men who are clean shaven. I've been saying this for years.
Mm.
Facial hair is better.
It
doesn't feel better if you're coming into contact with it. But that is just, you know, that's just a small, small downside.
True.
It's a very, I can't kiss on that. It makes my nose get like little blisters on it.
It does?
Oh, but yeah, I'm so easily irritated.
In light of the month, No Shave November, that's mm-hmm. just, you know, men are growing out their facial hairs, a sign of, you know, their support for awareness of prostate cancer.
Yep.
But yeah, so women were showed photographs of 10 men at 4 different stages of beard growth, okay? Clean shaven.
That was JC.
The 5-day light stubble.
That's me.
A 10-day heavy stubble.
That's me.
Yeah. And a full beard.
I like the light stubble, I think.
Which one do you think the women preferred? Clean shaven, 5-day light stubble, 10-day heavy stubble, full beard.
I'd say light stubble.
Light stubble. Or if no.
I'm hoping.
The 10-day stubble.
I like the light stubble, but I bet they went with the heavy stubble.
They went with the heavy stubble.
Yeah.
Heavy.
Really?
This was a lot of people. 351 women and 177 heterosexual men.
Mm. So it's not full-grown beard. They like it just before
and they
it
were
crosses
it
over.
It was 10-day heavy stubble. Yeah, they were told to keep these factors in mind. Attractiveness, masculinity, health, and possible parenting ability.
Mm.
Yep.
I got a cousin
so
in heavy stubble.
The heavy stubble phase.
Heavy stubble was number one.
Yes.
Light stubble number two?
Light stubble, I don't have a ranking. Just 10-day heavy stubble was preferred. I'm assuming 5-day came in second. Yes.
This is
and
kind of
10-day. If you're questioning how does this mean I'm healthier, it's because you have built-in SPF.
We do.
Well, the hair, yeah.
The sun.
Even mine, that's super light?
No.
Yeah.
JC, you are begging for cancer.
I have a question.
Your face.
How come my mustache feels like baby hair and Al's feels really thick?
Well, there's different textures of hair.
Well, it's like the hair on your head is very thin and soft, even though you have a lot of it.
I am so into touching other dudes' mustaches.
It's like my hair. My
what? I have to. I'm like, because I want to know.
What?
Like, I want to know why mine doesn't feel the same way.
You're going to walk up to some dude at a truck stop and touch his stash?
Yeah.
You said you're into touching guys' stashes now?
Because they all feel different. It's like a cool feeling.
Well, has he touched yours, Al? Are you feeling left out?
I touched it on Friday. You didn't even notice.
That's a bit waiting to happen.
You just do the quick, like... The back of the finger.
How do you?
The back of the finger?
Oh, and they don't
finger?
Notice?
That's what he didn't notice? Did you notice me touching
That's
your finger?
That's like smell my finger.
I don't know what. I don't want your finger anywhere near my face. There's no need for that.
What
dude.
Is it?
I'm like a ninja when it comes to touching mustaches.
The only dude that touches this is the dude that shaved this.
He's next leveling the whole in the club. I graze a guy's back to feel his muscles.
I moved on to the face, Jetta. I'm such a ninja with
You're
it.
Creepy.
Yeah.
The mustache is creepy enough.
Yeah.
Paired with that hair and that shirt, you're over the top. Like, smell my finger, let me touch your stash, creepy.
Where's your white van with no windows?
The Kid Nation app. Hear the show and watch it 24/7 on your iPhone or Android. Get it in the App Store right now. Kid Craddock in the morning.
We all remember our worst kiss ever, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mine was like 2 days ago.
I'm kidding.
See, I was thinking about this because Jennifer Lawrence is doing the rounds because of the Hunger Games.
Mm-hmm.
And she came out and said that Josh Hutcherson guy was the best kiss she's ever had.
Now, she's also promoting a movie.
I know. But she said his lips were soft and they were like pillows and that it was like a perfect kiss.
They were like pillows.
Thing is,
I do like soft, warm pillow lips. That
I don't
is
know.
Nice.
Yes. Do you remember your best? Because I feel like I've had like plenty of decent good, but you always remember the worst. Like that seems
exactly.
to stand out way more than the best.
Yeah. And I would be way more interested to know which one was your worst on-screen kiss or which one was
right.
your worst kiss of all time.
Well, she can't say that.
Yeah, you can. Why not?
Well, a girl that came in here with you said that you were her third worst. Well, I guess.
No, she said
the best.
She said the scene was awkward because we didn't know each other.
Third out of three.
You didn't ask her.
Right. Last place.
Yeah. You didn't ask her about my kissing abilities.
Yes, that's
you
what it
You asked about the love scene.
That sort of goes without saying.
Yeah, right?
What if there was no kissing, though?
But there was.
No.
Well, then that'd be even worse.
You're saying you did a love scene with no kissing? That would be awkward.
Not as much. But I was thinking, what was the worst kiss you guys have had?
It's a whole different kind of movie. The worst kiss I've ever had, it's got to be the overkiss. It's got to be that person that kisses you and they go in. Because I remember
you
this girl
specific
specifically.
One?
Yeah, and she her mouth was bigger than mine, and she had this little tiny mouth. So I was like very, very surprised.
She could unhinge your jaw.
She was very
like a cobra.
Very, very pretty, and I was really looking forward to kissing this girl. And then she just—it's like.
That's a talent.
Yeah, man. It took like, dude, I'm telling you, it took like 30 minutes for her mouth to go open that wide. I'm sitting there waiting like.
Well, this is going to be good.
Yeah. And then I go in like, and then she didn't do anything.
Go in.
She was a minor?
She was like, yeah. She like tilted her mouth, her head one way or the other. And then like, there was no, like her tongue had just, it just was, it just,
didn't move?
It didn't move.
Just gripped it.
I'm like, dude. Come on. I'm not dude. It was a chick.
That's how you start the kiss. He finally admitted it.
Right. But it was.
Was
it
that the worst guy you've ever kissed?
It was awful, man.
I had a couple of bad ones. I remember I was at a party at a house.
Oh, yeah.
And like this guy and I really connected. And he was just like so cute and so sexy. And then at the end of the night, we went outside and he was going to kiss me goodnight. It was awful. His mouth, he did that big mouth kiss too. Mm-hmm. But literally his top lip went over my nose holes. And his bottom lip managed to get all the way down to my chin. It was one of those slurpy, like kissing a cow. I would imagine if I had ever kissed a cow, it would be something like this. It was slurpy and I couldn't breathe because he literally was covering my nose holes with his upper lip.
Yes.
It was just, it's one of those kisses where you have to take your hand and wipe your mouth afterwards.
Oh, if you have to wipe after the kiss.
Wet.
Have you ever had that where you could, like, you're kissing a person, you can feel the slobber coming down the side of your mouth?
It was so gross. I don't care how hot he was and what connection we had. I was like, I can never do this again.
Right.
See, I think you don't even have to kiss somebody to tell if they're a good kisser.
Because
watching like movies, I swear, I'm never going to try this, but Mark Wahlberg strikes me as not a very good kisser.
Why?
Have you ever watched him in the movies?
What? You look at guys and tell if they're a good kisser.
Just watch him, Mark Wahlberg.
This guy was sexy, and I thought he was going to be awesome the way he was looking at me and the way he made me feel, and then he went in. I was like, ugh.
Just watch a Mark Wahlberg love scene. For some reason, I just get the weird, he's like, ugh. And you know who else? And it's going to hurt my feelings to say this.
It's going
to
hurt your own feelings.
Yeah, because I'm a big fan of his.
To comment on another guy's lovemaking ability.
What are you thinking about?
Not lovemaking. We're talking about just kissing.
You watch out for JC on the street.
He's
going to
touch
facial hair.
Man,
he's going to feel your muscles and touch your facial hair and then tell you what guy looks like a good lover.
I was watching 8 Mile over the weekend.
Oh
my gosh.
Eminem. Yeah, I agree.
He just didn't look like he was giving it right.
You know, it might be a little awkward for some people who aren't normally actors to have a kissing scene.
It might be.
You know how bad we're going to be judging you now on your kissing abilities when we go to your movie?
Yeah, that's fine.
When is that coming out anyway?
I don't know.
I want to see
coming out soon.
What you think about Jared Leto dressed up as a woman?
I saw
that Dallas Buyers Club last night. I went and watched it.
How was it?
He was gorgeous. Jared Leto's, I would hook up with Jared Leto dressed as a
woman.
How
was his kissing?
Though? I don't know. Look, I'm sure it was great. His eye makeup was phenomenal.
His eye makeup?
Yeah, he was a girl in the movie.
Gotcha.
All right, JC, your worst kiss.
Worst
you're the one who started this.
Mine was in high school, and there was this,
call her out.
I'm not going to call her out, but she was younger than I was. She was
Kenzie.
A freshman. And I think, no. She was a sophomore or a freshman. I was an older classman, and I saw this girl, and she had a pink backpack, and we just called her Pink Backpack Girl. And finally, I got the guts to holler her pink backpack name. Mm. And she turned around, and we started talking. We went on a date. And I had built up this for like 2 months of just seeing this girl around campus. And when the kiss happened, she just gave me the tornado, wouldn't shut her mouth, whirly bird in there.
Oh, the tongue that won't stop going around in circles.
And
oh.
She just had, her breath wasn't right.
Her breath wasn't.
And I'm not going to say her name, but her last name was Stanky. So it just kind of
went
along.
I'm sure there's so many of those out there.
I'm sure there are.
Wow.
I'm sure there's a few of those, but it's just
Stanky?
And I just never called her.
Messed up,
I just couldn't call her again.
Call us with your worst kiss stories right now. 800-KID-LIE. That's 800-543-3548.
I hope 805 Geek It.
Call us if one of them's out.
I was going to say, I hope I'm not involved in one.
How about that? Let's narrow the callers down. If one of them is us.
No.
Oh, see, now, I'm going to be honest. I like to think that I'm a great kisser.
Me too. I
don't want to know the truth if it's otherwise.
I know I am.
I'd like to just go to my deathbed thinking I was a great kisser.
Right.
My wife says I was. So I believe my wife.
Yeah.
I would think that I would be able
to. Oh, don't call.
It's something I could get over if someone, it's not if they were terrible, but if they weren't that great. Like, I feel like I would just, I mean, I'd just have to eliminate the kissing from the relationship.
Yeah, you have to.
Yeah.
Because I look forward to kissing. I like to kiss.
I do too.
But if you're not a good kisser.
I'm not hung up on it.
I am.
But maybe I was so traumatized by my first one because I had transferred to a new school, hanging out with a bunch of kids that were like doing bad things, and I was playing soccer, so I didn't know. I was trying to fit in, and I went to a party, and they were playing Spin the Bottle first weekend at this new school.
Mm-hmm.
And the bottle landed on me, and this guy, you know, he was kind of like ringleader of the group. Uh-huh. I'm like, oh, and then he smiled at me, and it was like Cheetos.
Oh, no.
Braces.
Oh, yum.
All in his braces. He had a huge mouth, and I just remember, like, just waiting for it, and then it cut my lip. Oh. I went home that night with a bloody lip. Traumatized forever.
Yeah. I used to think all white people just pecked, like...
No.
No, Al. Like, everybody kisses and uses every day.
Growing up, you see all the white people on TV, and they just kiss like... And I'm like, wow, white people don't French kiss.
Well, we're going to take...
That's what I thought.
We're going to take your calls next on your worst kisses ever, especially if one of those kisses involves one of the people in the
camera.
That's coming up next.
No.
Kid Craddock in the morning. You're listening to Kid Craddock in the morning.
We were talking about our worst kissing experiences.
Mm-hmm.
And I personally think that you could tell if somebody's a bad kisser just by watching them kiss. In fact, we have proof because here is our reaction here in the studio from when Al showed us how he kissed.
Oh, I cannot.
Oh, that's disgusting.
I cannot watch.
Oh!
There you go. Hey, a little bit of tongue. There you go. A little bit of tongue. Just a little bit of tongue.
Oh, do the bite. Let me see the bite.
You got it?
Oh, my.
So as you can tell, that's not a good reaction. That is not a good reaction, Big Al.
I was kissing my hand. It's hard to demonstrate. But I am, you know, I've been known as the best kisser on the show.
Well, I don't know about that one.
You can't label yourself.
Yeah, you can.
I'm known as the best body on the show because I said so. It didn't work that way.
I'm the best kisser on the show.
We'll find out.
Don't dispute.
Justin, tell me about the worst kiss you've ever had.
So there's this girl that I'm like all into, been waiting a long time to hook up with. And one night we're at the after party at her house and went in for the big kiss and she bit.
She bit
for my lip. Like, not drawing blood, but like the next couple days I walked around with a purple mark under my bottom lip.
Oh, wow.
So she bit too hard.
Yeah, that's kind of a deal breaker. It was a little too scary for my taste.
Yeah.
She was trying something new.
Yeah.
I don't really want to be bit.
Biting is kind of hot. Leaving a mark is not.
No, I
don't need to be bitten.
A little sensual biting.
Yeah, I don't need to be bitten.
That's fine. A little tender biting is fine.
Yeah, it better be real tender.
Yeah.
Like gummy.
Leslie, how was your worst kiss?
Hello?
Okay. We'll come back to Leslie when she's paying attention.
She's thinking about it.
Dory, what was your worst kiss?
My worst kiss was my husband that I'm married to now.
He had so many
good qualities that I was determined to make him a great kisser.
So it wasn't
so
a deal breaker.
I turned it around. He was just very kind, polite. He had great manners. But the kissing was horrible. It's probably worse than what Big Al demonstrated that I can't see.
Have you ever discussed it with him? Like, honey, you're not a very good kisser, or maybe even tried to give him pointers?
And it was hard because you know how sometimes people have bad breath and you can't really tell them. Mm-hmm. It was hard for me to tell him, look, you're kissing, it's forceful, it's gross. There's YouTube videos on how to kiss now, but back then we didn't have cell phones, and so I would have sent him the link. But anyway, I told him politely, I said, look, can you hold my face this way and kiss me? And we're great now, but so I'm glad I didn't dump him over that.
Wow, because I've tried to direct someone without verbalizing it.
Yeah.
I've never actually said, turn your head this way, hold my head this way.
Right.
You know, I've tried to steer them in that direction, and here's the danger. Now they think I'm a bad kisser because I'm going against what they're doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And now this is a reflection on me and my excellent kissing skills.
Or you're a great teacher. Thanks for the call, Dory.
I don't know about that.
Well, you might be, Kelly.
I try.
Hey, Don, how was your worst kiss?
Hey, I was a senior in high school and dating a much older guy that I should not have been dating anyway. He had just eaten some Doritos, and we went in for the big goodnight kiss, and oh my gosh, he had Dorito crumbs and cheese all over his
face.
Oh, disgusting. Let me tell you. We broke up after that. I went to college and found a much better kisser.
Oh, I don't want to taste the remnants in your mouth now. Kiss.
It was disgusting. I'm still throwing up a little in my mouth just thinking about it.
Oh, yeah. That's
gross. All right.
So I guess you can't kiss someone after eating a lot of almonds either because, you know.
Almonds are rather bland, though. But I always think
they're fine.
Peanut butter.
Mm. Peanut butter not bad either.
Yeah, but I don't want someone want someone else's peanut butter.
Yeah, right.
What if it's cake, though? Cake's fine.
You ever do that thing in high school where you're chewing gum and then you give it to the other person?
Yeah.
You're supposed to let them know it's coming their way, though, because then they think it's a tooth.
Oh, you mean just transfer during the kiss?
Yeah. That was like the cool thing to do in high school.
I was in high school, yeah.
Yeah, you're like spit couple now. Oh, yeah, don't do it. Hey, Lynn, how was your worst kiss?
My worst kiss was my ex-husband.
Mm. So he's bad and you still married him?
Yeah, I know. I don't know what I was thinking. I stayed married to him for 20 years, but I didn't kiss him for that long.
Well, that might have led to the divorce.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what did he do that was so bad?
It was kind of like just a hot dog wiener going in your mouth and going back and forth like Winter Whopper. I mean, it was just terrible.
Yeah.
That's the only way I can think to describe it. So.
I'm sorry.
I'm not going to get that visual out of my head.
So it's like a hot dog wiener.
Just cold and stiff and back and forth like Winter Whopper.
Yeah.
That's it.
No,
back and forth like Winter Whopper.
I don't blame you, Lynn. I mean, I would have left him too.
I'm just visualizing Winter Whopper going like that.
Krista might want to get together with our first caller, Justin. Hey, Krista.
Hi. I was dating this guy who was a couple years younger than me. And when he would kiss me, he would suck on my lip. And then when he would kiss, like, he would suck on my tongue to where, like, I feel like he was trying to take my tongue out.
Oh, yeah.
And my lip got so swollen one day. And my dad was like, what's wrong with you? I was like, nothing.
Dude, I can relate to you because I kissed this girl one time. I got a story on all of these. I kissed this girl one time, and it was like kissing a vacuum cleaner.
Yeah, like they're pulling the Hoover.
Like, just extract my tongue from my mouth.
I'm like, that does hurt.
Yeah. I'm like, hold up there, girl. I need that.
Yeah, I don't get that one. Kelly, tell me about your worst kiss.
Hi. My worst kiss is actually probably a tie between two. My first one was actually my first kiss I got in ninth grade, and it was like yours, Kelly. Like, it was top lip covering the nostril, just drool running on the face. I was, like, scared to kiss anybody else after that because I was like, if this is what kissing is going to be like, screw it because I don't want to do it. And the second one was probably my sophomore year when I had got my braces on. And this guy that was, like, the big popular guy in high school, I was like, oh, my God, I get to kiss the big popular guy. And he had braces, too. Well, it turns out this guy kissed so bad. Like, he had the big wide mouth open kiss. And when we kissed, he tried to, like, I guess, bite down on my tongue. I don't know what he was doing, and our braces locked together.
Yes, it
and
happens.
We had to walk. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, yeah, our braces locked together, and we had to walk out into his living room in front of his dad and be like, "What are we supposed to do with this?"
See, I've always heard of that happening, but never witnessed it.
Yeah, how did they unlock you?
His dad had to take a pair of pliers and pop my braces off and his braces off that were stuck together. And then, it was a mess.
But was dad laughing or was he? I mean, he had to be laughing.
Awesome. He was, but at the same time, he was like, well, I'm not leaving you two alone again.
Yeah, because it's expensive to leave you alone.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's
he
great.
He didn't have to worry about it because I never came over again.
That's a great story.
I wonder how many girls have become nuns after their first kiss because it went so bad.
That's a little extreme, turning to the nunnery.
I would think it would go the opposite and you just skip kissing.
Just give up on everything.
Oh, man.
Hey, Perky.
Perky. Hey.
Yeah, you're very perky. How was your first kiss?
It was disgusting. Well, it wasn't my first necessarily, but it was when I was in high school in a play playing Hot Lips from the Hand, and the guy's coming forward, and you could see his awful nose with this big, ugly green booger breathing in and out. lots pouring down one nostril. And unfortunately, I had to kiss him whether I wanted to or not because it was a live performance. Needless to say, I wouldn't wash my face in alcohol afterwards.
Oh, God. Man.
That's one thing, finding out it's a bad kiss, but knowing it's bad and you got to go in anyway. You got to.
You're looking at his runny nose.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
That is great.
But it was for the arts.
Yes. Kyle, tell us about your worst kiss, please.
Okay, I had just got done dating, probably the best kiss in my entire life. And so me and this guy were at my house, and this is when I was in high school. We're watching TV, and of course we're making out. And he, in mid-kiss, I kind of pull away because there is spit running down my chin from the guy. And so I just looked at him and wiped it off, and then we just kept making out. So I guess I got over it, but it was disgusting.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, no. Yeah, the slobber. I hate the slobber.
Yeah.
How do you guys not know that they're slobbering all over the place?
I don't know.
Yeah. Caught in the moment.
I consider myself a pretty good kisser, so I'm sure it was his fault. I'm sure it wasn't mine at all. I'm sure it was all him. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'll blame it on him all the way.
This is the problem with girls, though. When you talk about it, it's like, if he's really good, there's only one reason. He's had a lot of practice.
Well, you can practice.
You know what I mean?
So you talk about practice.
Wow. That's what it is.
That's not a bad thing, though.
No, but, some girls are sensitive about those kinds of things. I know. You don't want your guy to have ever been with anyone. But if he's really good, that probably means he's had a lot of practice.
Well, you get them all trained. That's perfect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Leslie, tell me about your worst kiss. You'll be our last call.
Oh, my God. Okay, this guy I used to talk to, when I kissed him, his breath tasted like old spit or something, some kind of old foul spit. And, like, I couldn't get the smell off my lips. I mean, thinking about it, I could just smell it. And I had to break up with him.
Hey, the smell is the strongest memory you have.
Yeah, it is.
You'll never forget it.
It's an old foul spit.
How long ago was this kiss?
This was like 6 years ago.
Oh, my God.
And you still remember the smell.
Oh, yeah. Old foul spit.
I'll never forget that.
He left his mark on your lip. That's cute.
Left his bump.
Oh, boy.
Thank you for that call, Leslie, and I hope you washed your lip.
Let's just say how thankful we are that if calls did come in saying we were the worst kiss, they didn't make it on the air.
I know, right?
So I just want to say how thankful I am for that.
So hoping that one would come in about Al.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
If you didn't make it through, we have Facebook pages. Go to the Kid Craddock in the Morning Facebook page or tweet any of us on the show. Let us know if Al was your worst kiss.
But now we got to get some callers on the line, so let's clear those phone lines.
It is time.
Because we got to give a trip away. Because it's trip a day. That rhymes. And today we're going to send you to the Dominican Republic, and we're looking for call number 13 at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We'll play High Low next.
It's Kid Craddock in the Morning.
Join us.
Kid Craddock in the Morning.
Every day at this time here on Kid Craddock in the Morning. We sell you. We don't give it away. We're selling them now. We're trying to make money. But we're selling trips on the cheap.
Very cheap.
Very, very cheap. In fact, they're under $10.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
They go anywhere from $0 to $10. And today's trip is to the Memory Splash Punta Cana in the Dominican Republic. This 4-star all-inclusive family-oriented resort hosts adventures for kids, has a teen lounge. Memory Splash Punta Cana features 3 pools. A splash park for the kids, a wave pool, lots of tubes, and more. And then after spending all day in the water, you can pick from 5 themed restaurants and 11 bars.
11 bars?
11 bars, wow. Kelly Raspberry.
Bar
5
right there.
Restaurants?
This trip is valued at up to $4,000, but it could be yours for under 10 bucks from CheapCaribbean.com and Kid Craddock in the Morning's high-low game.
Nice.
On the line with us was call number 13, Jill Kidd. Hi, Jill.
Hey.
What's up?
How you doing?
I'm excited.
You feeling good?
Yes.
Okay. Do you know how to play high-low?
I do.
Okay. You're going to get to pick one of us. As soon as you have your first guess, the 20-second clock's going to start. And all you got to do is say the price.
And you'll rattle off those numbers, honey. Rattle them off.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Who do you want to play with, Jill?
Okay. I want to play with Kelly.
Of course you do.
Of course.
Of course you do. My voice is back.
Of course you want to play Kelly.
I'm feeling good about your chances. As long as you just spit those numbers out, I think you're going to win. I feel good about this. Thanks. So it's between $0 and $10. Like JC said, make your first guess, and the 20 seconds will start at that moment. So go ahead.
3.
Higher.
4.
Higher.
6.
Lower.
5.
Lower.
540.
Lower.
520.
Lower.
510. 501.
Lower, 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 lower.
499.
Lower.
498.
Lower.
475.
Lower.
Jill.
402.
402. No, it's over. I'm sorry.
The 20 seconds was up.
Jill, your time is up, ma'am.
I'm sorry, Jill.
I'm sorry.
But we still love you, Jill.
Please don't be mad at me, Jill. I'm sorry.
I know.
Hey, it's hard going first.
It is hard.
Mm-hmm. You know, the first one kind of paves the way for the second one, right?
It does.
Sloppy and our seconds second, coming in.
Our hey. Second one. It's not really sloppy, Jill.
Hey, we have had a winner on the first one. We have. It has been done.
Yep.
It can happen. Our second contestant is Kristen. Hi, Kristen. Kristen.
How are y'all?
Oh, we're doing well. Did you hear the first caller?
I did.
Okay, so you're kind of hooked up a little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit. I'm excited.
Okay, who do you want to play high-low with?
How about Kelly?
Hey, minus
there
one.
Are other human beings here. Okay, I'm just letting you. Just...
Why are you guys so angry?
JC,
we're competitors.
JC, you just have to understand this is a popularity contest, all right?
Kristen, what made you choose Kelly?
Since over she the was, rest.
Because it's
rest.
So hard to say high or low.
I don't know, really. She seems to have good luck, so I'm going to cross my fingers.
Were you just listening?
It's hard to be the first person.
Al and I have not lost at this game.
Well, I have.
Yep. Oh, you have? My bad. I have not lost.
But I think it was his fault. More than mine.
Was it? Okay. Yeah. Well, your 20-second clock starts on your first guess, and yeah, Kelly's going to help you on all that good stuff.
Mm-hmm. Speak up loud so we can hear you good, okay?
I'm going to run to the deli, okay? You don't mind, do you?
Okay.
Okay, babe.
450.
Lower.
415.
Lower.
410.
Lower.
405.
Lower.
350.
Well, no, higher.
351.
Oh, you were higher.
352.
Higher, higher, higher.
402.
Higher.
389.
Higher.
390.
Higher.
391.
Higher.
392.
Higher.
394.
Higher. 398.
399.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God.
Oh, for two.
You're going to die when you find. Hey, that's not my fault.
Kelly.
She's going to die. You're going to die when you find out what the price was.
Kelly, your luck is running out.
Do we have a backup?
You're going to die when you find out.
Two.
That's not my fault.
Kristen, thank you so much for calling. And maybe next time you
pick. Oh, she's going to die when she finds out.
She might.
She just skipped right over it.
Well, it happens. Tracy, were you listening to the last two callers?
I was.
All right. Now, they both picked Kelly Raspberry.
I don't blame you if you don't pick me.
Why don't
it's
you
fine.
Go ahead and pick Kelly again?
Somebody, pick somebody. That's fine.
Who do you want to go with, Tracy?
I'll stick with Kelly.
Oh, my God!
You know what? We girls stick together.
Tracy. Never mind. You
Tracy.
Go ahead and try to win.
You wish her the best.
I wish you the best.
You
Tracy.
Wish her the best, yeah. Tracy. I've got good vibes going. This is going to be it. You're going to win. I know it.
I can't wish you the best. I'm going to wish you the good.
Yeah. Jesse, you are a little bitter man with that little squirrely mustache.
I bet she's pulling for Jacksonville.
JC and your rat stash.
Whatever.
I know. Don't make fun of my.
Oh, I shouldn't insult squirrels like that. They have more bushy tails than you have on your face.
Oh, wow.
All right.
Yeah, make fun of me. Tracy, your 20 seconds will start after your first guess, okay?
Okay.
You go ahead.
$3.99.
Higher.
$4.
Higher.
$4.01.
Higher.
$4.02.
$4.03.
Higher.
$4.05.
Nope.
Lower.
$4.04.
Yes.
Wow.
She skipped over.
Why did everybody skip over 404?
It's almost like you put it out there.
I know.
Just don't want it.
Hey, it's okay. You got it. You got there. It was $4.04.
You won, Tracy.
You won.
Yay!
You're going to Punta Cana.
I love it. 403. 405.
You made my day.
Woo! Yay. How's it going, Kelly?
Oh, this is going to be so great. You're going to love it. You're going to Memories / Punta Cana. It's in the Dominican Republic. We have been there. It's a gorgeous, beautiful. Gorgeous island. It's a 4-star all-inclusive family-oriented resort. They've got adventures for kids, a teen lounge, too. But I'm assuming you might be taking a significant other. Are you taking a husband, a boyfriend, a friend?
Probably my husband.
Probably.
All right. Good deal.
Well, maybe my oldest daughter. She just had a baby, so she needs a break.
You know what? There you go. You can, you know, chip in a little extra and take more if you want. Mm-hmm. That's up to you. But three pools. They've got a splash park for kids, a wave pool, lots of tubes. Like JC said earlier, 5 themed restaurants, 11 bars. This trip is valued at up to $4,000, but you only paid $4.04.
Woo!
CheapCaribbean.com, thank you for supplying these trips. And every day, CheapCaribbean.com giving away another trip to a Blue Diamond Resort on the website. Just visit KidNation.com or the Kid Nation app to register each and every day.
You're listening to Kid Craddock in the Morning.
Here's the thing. A lot of people have a bucket list of things they want to accomplish, things they want to do, places they want to visit, things they want to see before they die, right?
Yeah.
Now, this was not on my bucket list, but I am now going to pencil in go to an outdoor music festival on my bucket list so I can check it off. That way I never have to do it again.
Now, come on, Kelly. It's music.
Fun.
It's out. There's a lot of people. Oh, these are
there are those things. Yeah. It is outside, and there are a lot of people.
Yeah.
And there are bands there I've never heard of. Yeah, apparently, this was more of an independent artist music festival.
Kelly didn't choose. I mean, if I were to send Kelly to her first music festival, I'd probably send her to like Lollapalooza in Chicago or ACL.
Maybe a little Burning Man.
I keep hearing about this ACL that I should have gone. I should have had my first experience be ACL, and I should have been VIP. I love how people tell me I should be VIP. You should have been VIP in the air-conditioned tent with a wristband. Because if there was any VIP to be had at Fun Festival, there was none to be seen, at least that I witnessed.
It's called Fun.
When you have to name something three times and the word is fun, it must not be that much fun. Because you have to keep telling yourself, fun.
I'm going
to
start one that's called Super Fun.
I go to music festivals, and even this one for me was a little, as Kelly said, independent.
So you've been before to this one?
No.
Oh.
No, I'm saying, you know, I go to a lot. I've been to the other big brands.
So you're saying you wouldn't even go to this one?
Right.
Is that what you're
correct.
Saying?
Yeah. Correct.
This is beneath Jenna.
So this was not my good.
No,
it was not a good first attempt for me.
Right.
It's not that it's beneath me. It's just that festivals are a beat down no matter what your access is, no matter what. Because there's a lot of people and often the weather can be inclement and it's just so unpredictable. But sending Kelly to a bigger brand festival, there'd at least be like a.
Because you have something
Neil
to
Young.
Look forward to.
Yeah, there'd at least be a wide variety of music.
Yeah.
You have the indie during the day and it builds up to the headline.
There were random people there that I have heard of before, like Ice-T was performing. Right?
Is Coco there?
I don't know.
See, that's not bad.
Tenacious D.
They're great.
They were there.
Jack Black.
Yeah.
But in a tent, not on the main stage. So it was like crowded, people trying to get in there. And there's so much pot.
Yeah.
It's like so ridiculous.
Well, Kelly, it's a
festival.
And I thought smoking pot in certain states is legal,
right?
But not in this one.
At festivals.
And not in public.
They throw it out at festivals for some reason.
Dude.
Apparently, police officers, were they anywhere to be found? I didn't see them. But if they were, they would have been arresting left and right because everybody's smoking pot.
They would not have been arresting left and right. But that's just what you do, I guess.
And random strangers, they don't even know each other. They're asking, can I have a hit of that? And I'm watching people who don't know each other put their mouths
first of all, you can't say,
on pipes.
Can I have a hit of that?
And suck, and they're like spit.
Oh, man.
It's disgusting.
I wish I could just get a still
snaps
shot of
Kelly's face throughout
it was
the festival.
Horrible.
Just horrified.
Oh, God. So apparently they didn't have valet.
I don't know if they did or not. There's a lot of bicycles.
Crowds at festivals like that. I think violence goes down.
I didn't witness any violence.
Yeah, because the pot smoking tends to make people not care.
Well, apparently, I witnessed one girl having a bad trip.
Oh, really?
Because we're sitting on the damp ground.
Uh-huh.
Because there's no chair to be found unless you strapped one to your back and hauled it around all day.
It was moist ground.
So I'm sitting on the moist dirt waiting for Tenacious D.
Okay.
Outside the tent, because you can't get in, because somebody in their brilliant planning put him in a tent and not on the main stage.
Yeah.
And this girl starts flailing and crying and screaming, and everybody turns around and is like, what? And they're like, bad trip.
Oh, she was dancing with Molly?
And they said, then when somebody kind of nodded and said, mushrooms. Like, this is apparently just understood.
Oh, wow.
And some rant, and they were like, oh, that woman's so nice. Some random stranger came over and scooped her up and calmed her down while this girl was freaking out on the ground and laid her down. She curled up like in a fetal position. It was in her lap. I said, why would you do anything where there's the potential for this to happen? Is going on a good trip worth the potential risk of going on a bad trip?
Apparently.
Will she remember the next day?
Most of them is yes.
She should be so embarrassed. She won't even remember what happened.
Kelly, I'm going to tell her.
I'm going to find her and say, you should be embarrassed.
Guess what, Kelly?
Oh, God. Mother.
The way you look.
Kelly, guess what? You're the only person that remembered what happened.
Ridiculous.
You're the only person that remembered what happened.
That's right.
People are just wearing stuff just for the sake of, look how weird I am. It was just stupid.
What were you wearing? Turtleneck?
I was wearing my black stretch pants and my black shirt and my black leather jacket because I travel. When I travel, I wear all black because it's easy. Everything matches.
You wear all black anyways.
I do. That's what I wear. That's what fat chicks wear.
So you didn't like it.
So you didn't participate.
I was not a big fan.
You didn't do
any
talking?
And they're selling stuff to drug-making kits. You could go up, and they were, like, demonstrating. I don't even know. They look like poker chips. But you open up the poker chips, and they were like, and then you tap it out to get the residue. I'm like, residue of what? I don't even know what you're selling me, and I don't want any.
They were trying to sell you drug-making kits?
Do I look like I need a drug-making kit? I'm so mad. I'm slapping plasticware everywhere. It was ridiculous.
You could use that to shred up your almonds.
If there's another use for it, maybe. If I could get a good deal on it.
Oh, God.
You didn't buy anything?
No,
you didn't even buy a t-shirt?
I bet a bong.
No, I didn't even buy a t-shirt. I don't even know I was there.
I bet bong.
You bought a bong and it was a flower vase?
Yeah, I bet bongs were all over the place.
There was stuff. I mean, I've never seen anything
like
it.
Did you see anybody? Did you see people doing that thing with making Coke cans out of bongs? Is that what they all do? Like, put the weed in there and
I don't know why you're looking in this direction. I have no idea.
Yeah, okay.
Well, if it had anything to do with drugs, they were selling it at Fun Fest. And you know what? I am not a stick in the mud. I'm really not. If I'm in an environment where I belong, I did not belong there. I was like a tree. I was like a big old tree in the mud.
How was your boy toy? How did he quit calling him that?
Well, what
you
is he
call
then?
Him that?
I don't call him a boy toy. I do not.
What do you call him then?
I call him my Derek.
Oh, okay.
Not Derek.
Not Derek.
My not Derek.
Okay.
I'm sure he had a blast.
Was this his idea?
Was fun his idea, dear?
I think he realized that maybe we shouldn't
do
things.
The generational gap. Yeah.
There was maybe certain things we ought not do together.
Did you lose him for like 10 minutes?
Fun is one of them.
You know, if you ever decide to date someone, if you ever decide to date someone a little bit younger than you or a lot, maybe 15 years younger than you, I'm just throwing a number out there for random reasons. Only do things that you enjoy doing with that younger person, because then you always look like you're having fun.
Kelly, did he get lost?
But let them go off and do those kind of things with their 15-year younger friends.
I want to know if he got
lost.
And
then they can have fun without you. And then just still think of you in that fun little going to dinner and drinking wine capacity.
Did he leave you for a while and then come back and say he just went to look for an Altoid?
Yeah, and then he got sprayed by a skunk or something.
It was not. It was, you know.
He just went to find a breath mint.
Why are your eyes so red?
They should make you the poster of next year's fun. Like a picture of Kelly.
They need to find some more fun. I didn't find any.
Come to fun with Kelly. Oh, my.
How many times
so that was me at the Outdoor Music Festival.
How many times?
I think I've been banned from Austin in general.
You know what's funny is my roommate also went to Fun Fest. And
she had a blast,
I think,
right?
She had so much fun that she wasn't even home by the time I went to bed last night. I'm going to check in with her and see how Fun Fest was.
Suddenly remembering that girl in the fetal position.
Nah.
She did look rather familiar.
It was Jenna's roommate.
I would love to see a picture of somebody else at Fun and just Kelly in the background.
I swear to you, I didn't see anybody having fun. I really didn't. Night before, you know where I ended up?
Where?
Government Mule. There's a band called Government Mule that I got dragged to go see. Hmm. Who even knows these things exist?
They sound like fun.
Yeah. Band.
I want to get all the 911 calls from Kelly Rath there. 911, there's people doing weed.
You're listening to the Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast. A condensed version of the show. Kid Craddock in the Morning.